Okay. Someone want to read again? We're picking up with the Shilta Giborim, citing the Riyaz on the Tess Amazon. Sorry. Yud Amud Aleph and Daf Bei Arif. Yud Amud Aleph and Daf Bei Arif. Yes. The first Shilta Giborim Aleph on Yud Amud Aleph. You volunteer to read? Avi Hirschman?
Yeah.
I heard you had some creative reading yesterday. I'd like to hear a little bit about that. Okay? Does that one have the place? I'm sorry? The Rabbeinu Nissim is the Ran. We're not doing the Ran now. We're doing the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim, I believe, was written by Rabbi Yoshua Boaz.
Rabbeinu
Asher,
correct?
Rabbeinu Asher is
the Rosh. You want the Ron. Rabbeinu Nissim.
You have. Rabbeinu Nissim is correct.
Oh, I was correct.
I just said we're not doing Rabbeinu Nissim. We're doing something else on the same page. Okay. It's the equivalent of page 19.
You have Tess.
No. Do you see the Roman numerals?
The pagination.
Not Roman numerals. Whatever they're called.
Arabic numerals.
Arabic, yes. So turn back one page. Turn back one page. Yud.
Okay, so Yud.
Yeah, that upper left corner.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Avi Hirschman?
The Nira Be'enei.
Oh, yeah, see it?
Yep.
Nira Be'enei.
The Nira Be'enei. She'im haya omed bein hanachrim. So a person is amongst non-Jews. Afo pi she'ein lo bayis, even if he doesn't have a house, la'atzmo, for himself. What?
I think it'll be among.
Among? What did I say?
Amongst. I'm not sure if amongst is good. Amongst,
then what would you use amongst?
Also, I think amongst is in general is sort of on its way out if it's not already fallen to disease.
No, it's
really?
Still used. Amongst is England. Among is America.
There you go.
Like, just
some classy.
Less and wild. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Less and wild.
Okay. Hear that? So if you want to speak the Queen's English, you're going to have to change a few other words. Go ahead.
Fine. Omid bin Hanachrim. Afo pi she'in lo bayis la'atmo. V'lo pasach la'atmo.
I think that's Pesach.
Pesach. It's kind of smeared down on my...
Okay. So that's nekudos on it?
No, it's just like you can't tell what it is.
No, you wouldn't know from... I mean, you said Pesach.
No, like you... Okay.
I mean, I love you, but let's not make it about the smudging of the... You said Pesach. Obviously, you knew the letters. Pesach. What's Pesach la'atmo mean?
So he doesn't have. He's in an apartment. Let's say he doesn't have his own.
Well,
opening.
The first thing is he's living among Gentiles for whatever reason.
Right.
He finds himself out among Gentiles only, no Jews, and he has no bias lasmo, meaning he doesn't have a
right
halachic bias.
He's squatting among non Jews.
Okay, and even in the place that he's in. The structure that he's inhabiting doesn't have Pesach Liatzma, doesn't have his own door. Basically, what the Riyaz is saying is there's no halachic reason, based on the things that we know, to require him to. Whoa!
No, don't worry.
That we require him to light. Right, there's nothing in halacha that we know of. Strictly speaking, that would require him to light. Meaning, he doesn't have his own house. He doesn't have his own Pesach in another place. So those two things would generally require him to light. And yet here he's among Gentiles without either of those. And we tell him, keep going. And we tell him still you have to light a candle. One second. Wow. So now let's take this case. Let's say he was in a bias. A real bona fide bias of some type. But Ishtam Madlaka Salah Besoch Beso. In other words, he's not just out in the field, he's living in some kind of structure. But his wife is lying for him at home. He's visiting here. He's in a hotel room. So what would he be?
He's a Nachrim. He doesn't have his own.
No, forget about the Nachrim, but let's say.
You mean this is a second case?
I'm asking just a general question. Let's say the circumstances were a little bit different. He's in a hotel room and he has his wife who's lighting for him in his house. Would he have to do anything?
No,
because he's an achsonoish and malikin alo besoch beso. So over here, the Shilta Giborim is saying, according to Riyaz,
he would.
This guy's out in the field, the Gentiles. He's got the best of everything in terms of halacha going for him, meaning he has no bias here. not only is he not a bias, wherever he is, he doesn't have Pesach Le'atzmo, and his wife is actually buying for him. So he's covered, Maker Adin, as far as the Lachos of Ner Chanukah go, it would seem. And yet,
still Chayav Lahadlik.
Chayav Lahadlik, Le'atzmo. So I think that Lashon is important right away. Chayav Lahadlik, Le'atzmo.
Because
we'll keep reading. Want to read a little bit more?
Yeah, sure.
There's a little bit more. And the Lashon is important. Again, for those just tuning in, we're looking at the Shilte Giborim, Sivkat and Aleph, or Oskat and Aleph, on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the Daf Be Harif. Again, that's Masecha Shabbos. Yud Amud Aleph in the Daf Be Harif. It's the first Shilte Giborim on the page.
He's
Chayiv to. You have it there?
Yep.
Chayiv Lehadlik Ner Le'atzmo. Why? Shaharei
Ein Hanes Mefursim Etzlo the Eino Roa Ner Chanukah Levarichlav Bein HaNachrim.
Stop. Because what? Because
he's not going. He's not going to be able to do Pirsum, and then he's not. And he also won't be able to make the bracha.
Meaning, he has no connection to Pirsum Hanes. He's not going to be Mefarsim Hanes.
Right.
And there are no other candles for him to experience the Pirsum Hanes, so that he can make the Birkas HaRoa. Meaning, he can't say Shalsa Nisim. At a separate sugya, the Gemara discusses the possibility that a person won't light candles at all, and yet he'll still make a bracha of she'asa nisim. The machlokas can be shown him when that holds true. The different shitos basically include the possibility that he would make the birkas haroeh even if he happened to be going home to light his own candles. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is it's only if he. It's only if he wasn't going to light candles. And possibility number three is it's only if he's not going to light candles and no one else is lighting for him. I believe that's how we paskin l'maisa, so that in a case where a person is not lighting his own candles and no one else is being motzi him, then he would make the birkas haroeh, if I'm not mistaken.
So the
I have to verify that with the Shulchan Aruch, but that's my recollection.
Is the Shilte Giborim, he's differentiating between the two chiyuvim of the two obligations in Ner Chanukah. There's Pirsum, and then there's Lahadlik, right? And he's saying Lahadlik can be done in your bias, right? That's where it needs to be done, right? And then Pirsum is a separate thing. Pirsum, you personally need to be involved in Pirsum somehow. You can't have a shliach do Pirsum for you.
No, that's not true, because What would he say if you're in a place? I don't know about that. I hear what you're saying. Maybe I shouldn't be so quick to say it's not true. What would he say if this was the same exact? What's the matter? It's being recorded. Yes.
No. It's me at the wafting. It smells like mint cocoa chocolate.
Yeah, I was writing with mint cocoa chocolate marker.
Okay.
What would he say if there was the same circumstances, just that this fellow was among Jews? He was in a Jewish neighborhood.
He wouldn't have to like. He would say Birkas Haroeh.
He'd say Birkas Haroeh. So what do you mean when you say that you can't Hirschman?
Yeah.
What were you saying? I think you're saying something correct.
The piersum is not a function of your bias. The piersum is a function of you.
Yeah.
You need to be the person involved in the piersum.
Well, before you get to that, let's take a step back. What is he saying about the fact that his wife is lying for him? Aren't they yotze with that?
The madlik part, your yotze.
What do you mean the madlik part?
The fact that you there's a candle lit in your own bias,
right?
That makes you yotze for the lighting. But there's two separate things going on. You need piersum and you need lahadlik, right?
Well, isn't the purpose of lighting the Chanukah for piersum?
But they're still separate.
There's piersum going on for other people or for your wife. She's getting the piersum. But you don't have any aspect of Pearson because you're not seeing any
Neros. What I think you're saying is that according to this Riyaz, there's an independent requirement of Pearson that could apply even where I was otherwise Yotze Ner Chanukah. I was Yotze my basic Iker Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet I could still be Chayiv in some way to be Mefarsim. The nace. And now what? What am I going to do now? I'm going to be madlik a ner for the purpose of piersum. Is this a ner Chanukah?
You mean the guy who's lighting the dog?
Yeah. Would you say it's a Ner Chanukah?
It is a Ner Chanukah.
You say it's a Ner Chanukah?
No, it's a Ner Pirsum.
Well, I mean, it's a Ner Chanukah, but it's being used only for the purpose of Pirsum, because the main mitzvah has already been fulfilled.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, let's put it this way. It's a Ner, which is somehow being used for Pirsum.
Yeah, that much I would agree with you. But it's not. It can't be a Ner Chanukah, because think about all the other requirements of Ner Chanukah. So there's no bias, no Pesach La'atzmo, and he's already being Yotzei Ner Chanukah.
It's like the equivalent of the tea lights that we did.
Okay, so it's saying it's a
Ner. No, I don't know about that. That's Misafik. Tea lights are really Misafik.
But
may
I'm
be
saying,
what to light Ner Chanukah. No, that would be really Ner Chanukah. That's a Safik Milim that you're Chayav to light Ner Chanukah. This we're saying, he's not really Chayav to light Ner Chanukah. The Riaz is saying, this guy is not really Chayav to light Ner Chanukah. How do I know? Oh, because he's Yotzei at home. He's Yotzei at home. And more than that, he's not really in a place where he could light a Ner Chanukah. He's not in a bias. He's not in a Pesach La'atzmo.
But it's not that he's doing...
This is a huge chiddush. This is a huge chiddush because you see that according to the Riaz, you could have the existence of a Ner Pirsum somehow without a Ner Chanukah. And in some cases, you're Mechuyav because of... And look at his Lashon. His Lashon's pretty explicit. Why do you have to do this? Oh, because ein hanes meforsam etzlo. Because there's no piercing over there. Ve'ein aro ner chanukah levarich alav. Ve'ein anachem. And where you are, there's no candle for you to tap in to the piercing. As Yosesha also nisim on a ner that someone else lit for the purpose of ner chanukah. So then at least you have a chelik in the piercing. But over here, you're totally devoid of any piercing. So because of that, you have this obligation to light a candle, which is not really ner chanukah. It's a big chiddush. But this brings us back to the earlier discussion that we had, that you see, you know, when we spoke about Tosos, and we spoke about the Rambam, in terms of understanding Mahajan and Mahajan, we tried to say, well, there's two elements to the Ner, that one might be Mahader. One could either be Mahader, the element of Shavach, right, like the Rambam had, or one perhaps can really say that Mahajan and Mahajan is for the purpose of being Mahader. What? The Pearson. See, the Rambam would say, yeah, you're right. There are two aspects to Ner Chanukah. There's the Pearson aspect, and there's the Shevach aspect. Which aspect is it that we are Mahader when we say, add all these candles? Oh, that's the Shavach aspect. Oh, but maybe the Ram doesn't have a Pirsum aspect. No, of course the Ram has a Pirsum aspect. That's the whole purpose of Ner Chanukah. The Chiddush of the Riaz is that this element of Pirsum could be totally separable from Ner Chanukah. Right? You hear that?
No, sorry.
I'm saying the Chiddush of the Riaz is that the component of Pirsum could be totally separated from Ner Chanukah. Just kind of Ner Shal Pirsum without it being a Ner Shal Chanukah. Big Kiddush.
Okay.
I thought it was a Kiddush. I mentioned it yesterday, and Yona also said, yeah, it's Boshin.
it just means that we were at such a low level that we didn't understand.
Fakir, maybe on such a high level, this is just intuitive. I don't know. take a look at this Riaz, please. I mean, sorry, not the Riaz. At this Nimuke Maharai. In the back of the Rambam, in the standard printing of the Rambam. Do you have a standard Rambam there?
Mm-hmm. In the Sefer Kovetz.
What?
No,
you see in the back there's Chidushim Umekorim after the Sefer Kovetz.
Mm-hmm.
It's page 410 in this edition.
It's probably the same thing.
Chidushim Umekorim Mehagon Rav Avram Yona Yevenin Meharodna
Nimuke Mahari.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
So if you look on that Rambam, the Halacha Gimel, yeah. It's page 420. You may Simcha V'Halel. You have it,
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't take a Rambam for yourself?
No.
Oh, that's, I feel badly now. Okay.
It's not in this, though, is it?
No, you don't think you have it there. It's in the traditional Rambam. You have it, Avi Hirschman?
No, Halacha Dalet.
Halacha Gimel, you see it? You see who says Hilchos Chanukah?
Yeah, no.
Then you see Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, and then Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel?
You see Perek Gimel Halacha Beis.
Right under that.
You see Halacha Gimel.
That's what you have to read.
You mean Simcha B'Halo?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Take it away. Take it away. For those following along in Skype land, we are looking at the Nimuke Maharai at the back of the Rambam and his comments to Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Chanukah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yimei Simcha B'Halel. Hu Pireish Lama She Mivuar Bigmara the something Yom Tov.
Oh, sorry. Hu Pireish Lama She Mivuar Bigmara the Kavom Yom Tov. So the Rambam is basically sort of teaching what's meant in the Talmud when it says that they made it into a Yom Tov. So Rambam says, oh, what does it mean they made it into a Yom Tov? They made Yimei Simcha B'Halel.
They made Hanukkah into...
Hanukkah were days, were set aside as days. Those 8 days, the Rambam says, you may simcha v'hala, not you may mishta v'simcha, as it says by Purim. Right? With regard to Purim, the Lashon is you may mishta v'simcha, the chi of Suda. We don't have, per se, a chi of Suda on Hanukkah like we do on Purim.
Right. Okay? So, Perish Rabbeinu. Simcha, something, 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 something.
Right. Kemosha Kasu B'yam Shal Shlomo L'Bava Kama Perek Zayin Simen Laman Zayin Ayin Sham.
Ayin Sham. V'ein Ayin. Ayin B'magin Avram.
Mm-hmm.
Simen Tav Ayin Reish.
Nice.
Salkad...
Sivkat and Gimel.
Sivkat and Gimel. Okay, fine.
Fine.
Sehevi B'shem Midrash V'ha Magin Avram. No?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. Not sure. Shema Medrash and something.
Dele Simcha. Hukvu Hayamim.
Hayamim Ha'ela. These days were set aside as days of Simcha.
Umasha Amru be. What is this? Anfe?
Don't be angry.
Umasha Amru be Gemara. I skipped the line.
Umasha Amru be Gemara be Halel.
Be Halel Hodaya. Be Lo Amru Kavuam. Liyom Tov.
Kavom, Liyom Tov, Lahalel. Don't say Liyom Tov, Lahalel, Hoda. Why?
Kevan de Yom Tov, Hu Milsa de Anfe.
Va'anpe Nafshe.
Va'anpe Nafshe.
Yom Tov is separate. So Ladas, sorry, Ladas Rabbeinu.
Ladas Rabbeinu, Halel, Belashon Hazeh.
Hayelo Lomar, Belashon
Hazeh. Hayelo Lomar. Okay, fine.
Ava Mashma de Hu Dover Echad.
Yish Lomar. I am Perish.
Al P.
Oh man, I'm really struggling.
You're doing fine.
Divrei Shagas Arye.
Right.
Lepirushe ha. De Archin Yom Yom Dalad. Yudalad.
Say it again.
Ha de Archin Yuchavidas.
Calm down.
What is Archin?
Yishlom LP Divrei Shagas Arye Le Prushe Had Arachin Yud, maybe it's Daf Yud and Arachin.
Oh, okay.
Yishum the Yimei Shir V'Simcha Gabe Yom Tov Zosi Hanasiba Lomer Halel. Right? Why do you say Halel? Because there's an idea of days of Simcha being days of Shira. Right, the Yimei Shira v'Simcha Gabe Yom Tov. Yom Tov is considered a day of Shira Simcha, and that's why you would say Halel on a day that's considered a day of Simcha. Asher Al Kain Gam Kan Omer v'Kavom Yom Tov Pirish l'Simcha. Meaning v'Simcha, you say for Halel. Okay, but what about the fact that the Rambam leaves out V'Hod Hishmin Rabbeinu Hanemar B'Gemar V'Hoda'a Pirish Rashi Zal Lomer Al Hanisim. How come he leaves that out? Nearly the Rabbeinu Mefarish b'Hoda Haynu Hadlakas Ner Chanuka uBirkoseha Shezehu Nikra Hoda Anes. He says that the Rambam understands that lighting the candle plays the role of what? Hoda Al Hanes.
Is the difference between Hoda Al Hanes and Pirsum and with the Rambam
and Sheva?
Sheva, yeah.
Good question. So nearly Yishlama the Hoda. Hakavana Pearson. Ubaze me Yusha Haras Haraim Beiro the Smag. Shatama Mayashmitu Iker Hakavua Bener. Lodasa Beno, Fima Shakasav, Naino Hanoma Bemilas Hoda, Zoshakas Rabbeinu Simcha Vahalil. So what's the purpose in lighting the nair?
So it's your way of showing shevach or whatever.
He says Rabbeinu's mafresh behodah haynu hadlakas nair chanukah uberkoseha, that the hodah on chanukah comes about through the hadlaka of the candle. That's called hodah al nes. Gam yishlomer da hodah kavana piersum. Hodah is piersum. So what's the whole yisod in lighting nair chanukah? Piersum. What's the reason why we're mahaner in that? Oh, that's the realm says later in Halach Yud Beis, that what?
Shevach.
That we're mosif for Shevach HaKel. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, so hold on. Hodah, that's the thanks, is due to the Pearson.
He says, yeah, he's saying Hodah is Pearson, right? Hodah so, equals Pearson.
He's not.
Well, I mean, the way that we express Hodah.
They say Hodah is, it means Pearson. Hodah Kavana Pearson.
Hodah means Pearson, all right. And what was the next thing about Shevach?
No, so I'm just adding now that you see the Rambam has both elements. That later in Halach Yud Beis, see, this is Halach Gimel. Yep. What does the Rambam say in Halach Gimel? Gimel. Heskinu chachamim shebaosa adar shishmonas yimei shiyam elu shetchilasam chafei bekislev yimei simcha v'halel. Umadlikin by neiros be'erval pischi abatim b'chol laila laila mishmonas halailos. Laharos ulgalos hanes. The yom meil nikkur chanukah asur behesped b'tanis behesped alok aneros behen mitzvah b'deri sofrim kikriyas ha megillah. So he's talking here about the fact that the Rambam used lashon yimei simcha v'halel. So where did he get yimei simcha v'halel? Oh, because the Gemara says v'kavom yom tov. What is simcha? Okay, so he tells us how the Rambam touches up simcha. But what about when the Gemara says Hallel and Hodaya? He says since it's a yom tov. Since the Yom Tov has within it an aspect of Simcha. Simcha demands Shira, and that is the Hallel. And therefore, Kavom Yom Tov. When it says Kavom Yom Tov, that means that there is incorporated therein an element of Simcha.
So therefore, there's Hallel.
What about the fact that the Gemara says Uba Hoda'a, and the Rambam doesn't have the Lashon over here of Hoda'a? He just says.
So that's the Pearson.
Yeah, which is one second, but how does he account for the fact that it's missing? It doesn't have Hodaa over here. That means Al Hanisim. Nearly the Rabbeinu Mefarish b'Hodaa Haynu Hadlakas Ner Chanukah Birkosah. When he's saying the Rambam understands when the Gemara says that they set aside the day of Hodaa, that's the whole Ner Chanukah. The whole Ner Chanukah is an aspect of Hodaa. Shazel Nikra Hodal Anes. Gam Yishlom Ad Hodah Kavanah Pearsum. The publicizing the miracle, that is the Hodah. That's Pasha. That's the whole discussion here that the Rambam's having. So you may Simcha V'Hallel. I'm sorry. Kavom Yom Tov equals, in the Rambam's mind, Simcha. Simcha means Hallel. That's where he gets the Lashon, you may Simcha V'Hallel. Ah, what about the fact that the Talmud also used the Lashon of Hodah? So that's Ner Chanukah. What's the Pshat in Ner Chanukah? Pearsum. Okay, that's the way he's explaining the Rambam's formulation of the days of Chanukah, Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What about the Mahadran? Oh, that's Halach Yud Beis. What does the Rambam openly say in Halach Yud Beis? That we're mosif for the shevach. You're not mosif because of the piercer.
So
you see, for the realm, there are two distinct elements within the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's the piercer of the Hodah. And then, let's read the Lashon again before you jump on me. There's the Lashon in Yud Beis where he says,
"Lahosif b'sevach."
Yeah, where is it? Is it Gimel Yud Beis?
Dal Yud Beis.
Oh, sorry, Dal Yud Beis.
Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivahi.
Ad
meod, v'tzarech adam
lizaher,
ba kidei lahodia hanes, lahosiv b'shevach hakel lahodia lo, ahanisim sha'asalana.
Right, so here you have the other component, separate element. I'm saying that what the Riaz did, the Riaz went a step further and said, you know what, you have this key of a piersum, which sometimes is going to exist, even without the Ner Chanukah itself. It's true. They were masaking the chiyuv of piercing through Ner Chanukah, but even where Ner Chanukah doesn't apply because you don't have a bias or because you're not sonayish malik and love self beso, you're still going to have a chiyuv to be a madlik as a mafarsim. It's a big chiddush. I'm not saying it. You know, it's the natural.
What does the shevach have to do?
That's the Rambam's idea, that you're mosif for the shevach. But the reason why you add additional candles is because there's greater shevach for the nes.
So maybe if that's the separation in the Shilta Gibor, maybe the Riaz is saying that
he doesn't say that lashon. He says piersim.
Right? Because when he means piersim, he means the shevach.
I mean that you should say shevach. I don't know that the Riaz has the idea of shevach.
Add more candles because greater shevach.
Who?
Rama.
That's right. It's a big. I mean, again, I'm happy that everyone took it for granted that it makes so much sense. I think it's a huge chiddush. This Riaz.
Is this the chiddush that the that year?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and then I told him, he said, yeah, that's the reality.
Oh, makes sense.
Usually, if a person doesn't get the Kiddush, then it means that they weren't really holding that well in the basic stuff, otherwise they'd realize.
So, why are you thinking that it's not such a.
No, I think it's tremendous Kiddush. Because how do you have Pearson without Ner Chanukah? Why don't I just hang up a sign in my window that says Happy Hanukkah?
No. What you're saying, okay? What the Riaz is saying is that, yeah, you light the Ner, right?
It's not Ner Hanukkah.
But it's hold on. You have your wife lighting in your house, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So she's doing, you're
yotzei Ner Hanukkah.
Right, Ner Hanukkah.
That's right.
But there's a second thing that you need to be yotzei, and that's why he says you have to relight.
I know, but you keep just restating
so
it.
So I don't understand why.
But it's not a Ner Chanukah.
But it still makes sense. Like somehow you got to get Pearson going.
No, it still has some aspect of Ner Chanukah.
How is it? No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Because you're doing it for the Pearson.
But it's in a place where you can't fulfill the mitzvah
of
Ner Chanukah.
But like we said in the other Tosfos, the Pearson's for you.
Yeah,
but it has to come about through the halachic mechanism of Ner Chanukah.
Yeah, which is through Neros. That's why you can't just hang up a sign and say...
I understand, but why is this candle out in the middle of the field? You're at battle, you're with a bunch of Gentiles, you're out in the field, you're not in a house, you're not in someone else's house where you have your own space, you're out in the field with
so
Gentiles.
So the halachic confines of Pearson don't necessarily have the same halachic confines of Ner...
Chanukah. So I'm just saying that that's a chiddush, and you're saying it's not a chiddush because it just means that this.
No, I agree with you.
It just means that we see from here that the halachic definition of Pearson exceeds those of Ner Chanukah. that's a chiddush.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a chiddush.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing else in the sugi that should suggest that you could do this.
If the Riaz hadn't said it.
Yeah, would you say, exactly. If the Riaz hadn't said that, this would mean the following. This would mean that a guy is on a business trip, he's traveling, he's stopping over, you know, at a place in the airport or in a restaurant on a layover, you know. His wife left for him at home. He's Yotzei Ner Chanukah at home. He's not in a house now at all. He's in an airport. It's not a bias. No one's... He doesn't live there. He doesn't have his own Pesach. He's not chayav Ner Chanukah. So you'll tell him, listen, you should light a candle over here while you're waiting for your next plane. Because why? Oh, because Ein hanes meforsim etzlo ve'ein aro ner chanukah levarich alav. And you have to do that. Is that what you would tell him?
Sounds like a well-rehearsed story.
You what do you mean?
No, just kidding.
What, I have to lay over? No, because I always get these shilas. That's like the classic case. People always ask that. Should I light candles in the kosher restaurant? I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be on a business trip. No, you shouldn't light candles in the kosher restaurant because that's not a bias. We don't do that.
It's like the Queens College Hill sent out an email last night.